you can be fired or denied a job in Michigan, or denied housing if you're gay. Michigan's civil rights law, the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, does not include LGBT protections, the same way it does for race, ethnicity, and gender. But yesterday, Democrats at the state capitol proposed legislation to add sexual orientation and gender identity to Elliott Larson. Jonathan Osting of MLive joins us now. Jonathan, word was that a Republican, State Representative Frank Foster, was prepared to introduce this legislation. That didn't happen. What did?
Well, exactly. Frank Foster was actually circulating a bill on the House floor for co-sponsorship late last month, but he decided to hold off on introducing the bill because there's still some legitimate concerns in the Republican caucus about the relationship between LGBT protections and religious liberty. There are concerns from some members that an employer might be denied their right for total religious expression if they are subject to this new proposal. So Democrats had been waiting around for Republicans to introduce the bill, hoping that that would spur some bipartisan action. But when they found out there was going to be a delay, likely until at least lame duck, they went ahead and introduced bills, which they've proposed in previous sessions. So Democrats were, you know, already on record supporting this sort of push, and they were just hoping that they'd have some companions.
Right, and there's definitely this level of politics going on. Frank Foster, the Republican millennial from Petoskey, he was defeated in his primary by a fellow Republican. So how much of that is playing into this introduction?
Well, everyone says that that doesn't actually matter, but, you know, the general election is fast approaching, so I think it's certainly on everybody's minds. Frank Foster was criticized in his home district by his Republican challenger on a number of issues, including his support for updating Elliott Larson. So it played a role in that race. It's not clear how large of a role, but certainly some sort of role, and I don't think Republicans are necessarily eager to take up the debate with the general election fast approaching. They'll say certainly that they're willing to have this debate this year. It's likely going to happen in lame duck, if at all.
We had Governor Snyder in May saying he wanted the legislature to take up the issue to debate it, though he will not say whether he supports it or not. Then in July, Senate Republican leader Randy Richardville said that he would support it. So how much of this is House Speaker Jace Bolger putting his foot down and saying not so fast?
Well, Bolger is certainly sort of leading the debate over the religious liberty argument. He's trying to find a way, as he puts it, to balance protections for LGBT workers and religious expression of employers. He says he hasn't gotten there yet. Frank Foster wasn't going to introduce a bill if he's not sure where his leadership actually stood on the issue just yet. So that debate's going to continue. Certainly, Bolger is the one that's trying to, as he puts it, find a solution. Critics might say that he's held up the debate to this point.
Right. And as you said, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville says votes will not happen, at least in his chamber, until the legislature's lame duck session, meaning that is not until after the November elections. What do you see happening come lame duck?
Richardville reiterated today that he will certainly hold a hearing at least. So there definitely will be a public debate on this, I do believe. Whether or not that public debate leads to action really remains to be seen. Rebecca Warren, who introduced the bill on the Senate side, her bill today was referred to Richardville's own Government Operations Committee. So he certainly has, the ball's in his court, as it were.
And what are you hearing at the Capitol? What are the murmurs about this, that this is time, that this is just politics? What's sort of the word on the ground?
Well, there's certainly, some belief that it is time to have this debate. although the way things went down this week has sort of raised some questions about how feasible it's going to be to get this through the legislature. The fact that a Republican had a bill, was already seeking co-sponsors for it, and for whatever reason, through discussions that happened behind the scenes, decided not to introduce it this month, isn't a great sign for the progress on the issue. So, you know, the supporters still say they expect something to happen, but we'll see.
Jonathan Osting of MLive, thanks so much.
Yes, absolutely.